The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, voice assistant. Programar cuarto nuevo.
Especificar el cuarto de la casa.
Atico.
Solo puedo agregar cuartos con internet.
Por eso, ahora que tenemos AT&T Alpha y somos gigillonarios, hay cobertura de esquina a esquina, hasta el ático.
Recalculando.
Ahora con AT&T AllFi, agrega Wi-Fi de esquina a esquina. Obtén AT&T Fiber con AllFi y vive como guiguillonario. Disponibilidad limitada. La cobertura requiere extensores por un cargo adicional.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? My name is Nicole Domeray. I'm very excited to be here. Ray is in the Bahamas right now, and he asked me to fill in for him, so I'm very excited to be here. Okay, Don, here we go. Question. I hear a variety of answers on this. How often should I be posting on my platforms each day? Reels, still posts, lives? Oh, great question, Don. Oh, it's a great question, but this really is dependent upon you. Now, a year ago, I would have told you once a day, maybe twice, right? On your Facebook. On Instagram, 2-3 times a day. And I still believe you can do that with Instagram. Instagram is kind of its own little world, and I don't think it's going to make as much of a difference over there. Now, they're starting to get onto the SEO bandwagon, which is awesome, but Facebook is still different. So if you're looking to really start leveraging and getting more engagement, and Don, I see you, you're showing up like a juggernaut. You get a lot of engagement. So for what you're doing, let me explain it this way, because we were just talking about this the other day in another training. So who knows Alex Hormozi? If you guys follow Alex Hormozi, he's an incredible trainer on finances. He's on Instagram and he is amazing. And we were talking about him because he just really scaled in like 1 year to the top on Instagram. He is one of the biggest influencers out there, and he only posts maybe once a day. And so people are like, why is this man posting once a day and just getting such incredible, you know, feedback and followers and like an adoring audience? I mean, they love him. And the answer is because when he posts, he has such incredible posture and value that people will sit and wait for the next post, no doubt, right? Just no doubt. So this is going to be my answer to you, Don. If you know who you're speaking to and you have your niche really dialed in tight, and you know the people that you're talking to, you know your audience, you should be asking yourself each time that you feel like it's time to post, I have to have an urge to post. I'm not just going to sit there and go, okay, it's 8 a.m. and I need to post something. I don't do that. I don't think anyone should. I don't think anyone should be sitting in front of their computer going, okay, it's 8 a.m., it's noon, it's 7 p.m., it's time for me to post. If you're doing that, you're going to get lost in translation in your own head. You have to post when you're motivated by something else. When you have something that just really touched you to the core and it's edifying your soul, and you're like, my audience has to hear about this. And see, now you got to know who your audience is, right? You know, they need it because you need it. Your audience is you, right? When you were ready to improve your situation, what happened? You got into network marketing, maybe for the product, or maybe to make some money, or maybe set a legacy, whatever it is. You are drawing people in like that. So when something edifies you or motivates you and you see something inspirational and you're like, ah, I got to write about this, or I got to write something, or I got to touch an audience, that's when you post, because that type of energy is going to come right along with the right type of message. And you're not going to be scrambling for something that's not going to land on people. Why? Because it didn't land on you. Nothing landed on you. You're just sitting here going, oh, I just need to post. So if you're just posting once a day, whether it's a reel or whether it's just a post, do it because you've been moved to it. What is stopping your scroll? Take 10 minutes a day, set an alarm, and you have to because you will, your eyeballs will get sucked down. They're on, oh, and then you'll come out an hour later going, ah, 10 minutes is all you need to scroll in reels or scroll in posts and look at what stops your scroll. What stops you? Something stops your scroll and you have to read it. You got to watch it. It could be a message that you need that you can turn around and share with others and in your own words, of course. Or it could be an idea of great marketing. I love it. When something stops my scroll, I really look at it and I think really hard. Why did it stop my scroll? Why did I have to know what was about to happen next? Because they had fantastic FOMO or curiosity. Use that to your advantage. So Don, to answer your question, I would say you don't need to post more than twice a day. But when you post, post high quality. And don't rack your brain for high quality. If you haven't made a list yet of things that you've overcome, things that you enjoy, things that you could talk about all day without a script in your hand, those are the things that you have made a priority in your life and you know them well. No good author is going to write about something that they don't know something about. They write about what they know and what they love. There's a passion there, and this will keep you from burnout.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.